We have been proving this for the past 4.5 years through our live radio show every Saturday with cases. Now, by cure, we mean that the patient will be symptom-free without the use of drugs or surgery. Is there anything you want to add with that, Dr. Tong?
Yes. In fact, everything that they say that not curable in Western medicine can be cured. So far in 4 years, we have 190 shows, and probably 500 some patients. And all these people have pain, depression, all kinds of chronic ailments for a long, long time. Some people suffer for decades. And 98 to 99% of the guests of these 500 people on our show feel better, a lot better, with my very first treatment. Mm-hmm. And those people who ask for scientific proof is really just don't want to know the truth. Okay, if people have suffered for 30 years and then get better with the one treatment, a different approach, you need to open your eyes. If you want to know the truth, okay, you need to find out what are all these scientific experiments. You can do it until the end of the century. You're not going to get one case close to what are you hearing in this station at this time.
Mm-hmm. Now, last week, for example, we had Laura with us. She works for an entertainment production company, and she came through us through her husband. Her husband had neck pain, which was successfully treated by Dr. Tong. He was also emotionally happier and even looks younger. But Laura had been suffering from cramps and irregular periods since she began menstruation. So her gynecologist had put her on the pill, but she felt that the hormones were making her crazy. And her physician even suggested a hysterectomy at age 36. Without any children, which is a little bit out of the norm. She also had shoulder pain for almost 20 years, where the pain would radiate to her neck with calcifications in both shoulders, and also had terrible allergies. After treatments with Dr. Tong, she's starting her cycle. She has had no cramps with her menstrual cycle. Her shoulder pain is almost completely improved, and after the first treatment, her allergies were gone for about a couple of days, and
yes,
they had never been like that ever for the past 20 years.
She did have a little cramp, but mm-hmm. nothing like before.
Nothing like before,
okay?
Right.
And here's a point, okay? That was only one treatment. After several treatments, I can tell you 99.99% her problem can be cured.
Right.
That's why so many unnecessary hysterectomy. You know, if something wrong with the organ, you repair it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why the organ is wrong is because there's not enough circulation. The circulation shortage is due to the fact that the mind's energy are not in the body to open mm-hmm. up the circulation. A living person needs this energy from your spirit. You are a spirit. All humans are a spirit. Okay? And this spirit go in the body and open up circulation.
Well, yeah. another example is if, you know, you had, you know, if there's something wrong with your heart, you're not going to take the heart out.
That's
or
right.
If something was wrong with the brain, you wouldn't take the brain out because...
Well, they do that, okay? Like they take out breasts to prevent right. breast cancer. So what do to prevent Alzheimer? Take out the brain? Okay, sure. No, you'll prevent Alzheimer for sure.
Well, we have our guests on the line, but if you have any questions, you can give us a call now at 1-866-870-5752. Again, the number to call now toll-free for any questions for us is 866-870-5752. If you'd like to make an appointment, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. One more announcement before we get to our guest is Dr. Tong will be speaking on Feng Shui next Saturday, which is February 19th from 1 to 2 p.m. Again, it's next Saturday, February 19th from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Chinese American Museum on 425 North Los Angeles Street. We'll talk about that more later after we speak with
yes,
our guest.
Yes, it's right mm-hmm. next to Mexican Town on Alameda off the 101 freeway at Los Angeles Street, okay? I invite you guys to come because that will be one of the best information you'll hear. Why some people live a better life, how you can improve your life, mm-hmm. how you can improve your marriage, how you can improve your financial situation. Mm-hmm. I promise you, it's not a scam. Mm-hmm. The ancient Chinese knew about it. It all had to do with qi. And my whole life is a problem with a story of feng shui. And the last 4 years, since I met somebody who know and have been learning it, my life had never been better. And then
it's much smoother.
Much smoother and much easier, and less arguments and things that just, I wish I knew all about this when I was younger. God, my life would be just, would be incredible.
But you were meant to learn this. This is
yeah,
your,
I meant
your,
to
your life
have a
lesson.
Bad feng shui house in the last 15 years. And that's how I got sick and learned this, you know.
Okay, we have Ellen and Jim on the line from Whittier. Are they there? Hello?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Tong. How
Hi,
are you?
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Hi, Ellen. Welcome
Hi,
to our
I'm
show.
I'm doing better since I've come to you.
Yes.
You've helped me so much.
Well, tell us your story.
Well, I was so depressed, and I remember, well, I'm sure you remember when I first went to you, I was crying. And
yeah, that's right.
I was in bad shape, and after one, you know, time I went to you, I just couldn't believe how much better I felt. My quality of life before was pretty bad, and so I'm off of my medication, Paxil, and you helped me with my arthritis, you know, my neck and my shoulder. That,
yes.
I don't have that problem, and vertigo, I don't have that anymore like I used to. I mean, you've helped me so much, I just
yes.
can't thank you enough.
Yeah, no. Let me ask you, how long have you had depression?
Oh, gosh. Oh, maybe almost 4 or 5 years, you know.
Were you ever suicidal?
Well, I never got that brave, but my quality of life, yes, I had thought about it, but I don't think I was ever that brave enough to do it, but I had thoughts about it, I'm telling
yes,
you.
Yes, uh-huh.
So 4 to 5 years. Now, you went to other doctors for that?
Yeah, they put me, well, years ago they put you on the tranquilizers, and then, you know, later on they put you on Paxil, you know.
Right, right.
And I just couldn't, you know. That was my quality of life wasn't the greatest, I'll tell you, for years. Mm-hmm.
Okay, even all the hypes that they do in newspaper and journals, that how you take Paxil or Prozac and then suddenly you feel a lot better. That is worse news for you.
Mm-hmm. It yeah, just, yeah, you know, the side effects and everything, you
that's
know.
Right. Okay, let me give you an example. Why is it worse news for you? Let's say you got a leak underneath the wall. I always use this example. And it caused a water stain on the wall. If you find that paint over it and make the wall beautiful, that's bad because you ignore the leak, mm-hmm. which continue to rot the system. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, the side effect of the paint can cause the building to deteriorate. Mm-hmm. The same thing, okay? Something is go wrong in your body, which is there's some underlying disease. It's mind-body disharmony, okay? If you ignore it and take drugs, which is always harmful to your whole system. Okay, if you feel better, you think that your problem being resolved. And that is a deceptive part of Western medicine
yeah.
that people need to recognize.
Ellen, so how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong? Your first one was in September, right?
Yeah, and the first treatment, he says, you'll feel better. And I says to myself, yeah, right. But you know, I did.
Yes. Did I tell you to drop all your drugs the first time?
Pardon?
When did you discontinue all your medication?
Well, I just right after I thought, well, I'm going to give it a test, you know.
Yes.
And I did, and I says I could always go back on it.
Exactly.
You know, if it didn't work, so
right.
I did go off to see if it was true, and it was. You know, I haven't been on my medication since I've been going to you.
Since
what treatment? What number?
Yeah.
Since the first treatment.
The first treatment, you know, I felt better, you know, and then the second one, I felt even greater.
Now, how many medications were you on previously?
Oh, I was on arthritis medicine and then, you know, for the depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing so much better, you know.
And how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
I've been going to him now for about,
4 or 5 months?
Yeah, something like that, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but for the people who don't know, Medicare is only allow 3 treatments every 2 months.
Right.
So she hasn't been having that many treatments.
So you've had maybe, what, 3, 4?
It's on the chart.
Yeah,
you want to take
chart.
A look at it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, Alan, were you able to get rid of your medication after the first treatment or the second treatment?
Well, the second treatment, I thought, well, I'm going to give it a test and see, you know, if it works.
Yes.
And so I did, and I said I could always go back on it, you know, if I felt depressed, but I didn't.
Wonderful.
So after the second treatment, you stopped all your medication?
Yeah. I wanted to see if it worked, you know,
and it did. And you haven't been on ever since then, right?
No.
Okay. Right. Here's the point, okay? That's what we were trying to tell you. Everything can be cured. I don't care what name you label the symptom. Multiple sclerosis, lupus, arthritis, osteoporosis, depression, panic disorder. It doesn't matter. It all in different area of the body that mind is not getting into the body.
Mm-hmm.
You clear it, you got the problem solved.
Now, you also had sinus infections and insomnia.
Yes, oh, yeah, and he's helped me with that, and I'm doing better.
So you no more sinus infections?
Well, no more, uh-uh.
Yeah. Well, here's the point. You know, you would have been even better if Medicare pays regularly, like
right.
once a week. They
yeah.
used to pay two or three times a week. Now that we don't have all the money because they are giving all the money to buying drugs.
Yeah, they only allow three treatments.
This is
the
great American society
yeah.
with all the intelligence, all the education we have, okay? We are
yeah.
a drug addicted country.
Yeah, once a week would be very, very good.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, about drug addiction, there was someone who wrote to Dear Abby about her friend trying, because she's on painkillers, but her friend was addicted to them and wanted to have her painkillers, and she was asking Dear Abby what to do. Dear Abby says that she has to tell her friend's husband and go to support group, see her doctor.
Yeah.
So
their friend get real mad at her because she says, I need the medication, okay? And then if she doesn't agree to sell it to her friend, then her friend get mad at her. And Dear Abby always advise to go see physicians, support group, therapy. They don't work.
No.
I wrote to Dear Abby many times. And all my letters end up in trash cans. In fact, my first letter was on my website.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my website, okay? On depression, suicidal patients that come to me get mm-hmm. better the first time.
Ellen is one of them,
okay?
Yeah.
And then you met another patient. Remember, what's her name? John? Did you talk to John? Oh, no, there's several, and somebody else who had mm-hmm. depression, okay? And then we'll bring them again, okay? And they feel better the first time.
Now, should we talk to James? Is James?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I took him there. I says he's got bronchitis, and I said, you're going to Dr. Tom.
James
yes.
is your husband. Is that correct?
I'm her husband.
Hi,
yes.
James. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
So you had bronchitis?
Yeah, I've had it for about three or four years at least.
So recurrent. It keeps coming back?
Yeah, it keeps back? Coming back, and it was really bad when I...
Okay.
And I was a little skeptical at first, but when I saw what she did for Ellen,
uh-huh.
yes,
I said, "Well, I got to try it."
Yes.
So what?
I had to help her out of the car before her first treatment, and then after, she got up and walked out herself.
Right, without pain, right?
Yeah, without the pain. That was unbelievable.
Now, for your bronchitis, what did your doctors do for you?
Just kept giving me pills and inhalers.
Inhalers and pills. And
how long did you take those treatments before you came to see me?
The new treatments or the old ones? The old treatments. About 5 or 6 years. Yeah.
5 or 6 years. And did you feel any improvement at all? Or?
Oh, right after his.
After Dr. Tong's treatment.
After mine.
The first one, I was starting to feel better, and I've gotten better ever since.
Mm-hmm. How many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
About, I guess, 4 to 6.
4 to 6.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the point again, okay? Medicare, after 3 treatments, they stop you
mm-hmm.
until 2 months from the first time.
Right.
Okay, so we have discontinued, no continuous therapy,
right,
which
right.
some of the people need. You're very serious.
In the beginning, if you
okay.
have a very acute problem.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So is there anything else that he helped you with? Did you have any pain problems? Or?
Yeah, I had some shoulder and neck pains.
Uh-huh. And how is that now?
And after the first treatment, I didn't have any shoulder pain. After the second, I didn't have any back pain.
Let's put it this way, okay? Western drugs and surgery
mm-hmm.
are a joke.
Well, Ellen was on Vioxx.
Yes.
You know what they're doing with the
Vioxx, Celebrex, and all these things. After a while, when so many people get killed because too many people are addicted to it and take too much, okay? Then they withdraw the drug. So what happened to the scientific experiment proving that all these drugs work so well?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they know all the side effects?
The other side effects, that's correct.
They kept all the bad things away from you, and then they put it out in circulation after you take so many, make so much money, they come up with another drug, mm-hmm. which is the same old story. And American people keep falling for it.
Yeah. Now, James, so you're not on any inhalers or pills now, right, for your bronchitis?
Not right now, no.
Mm-hmm. And how are you feeling?
How are you feeling compared to before you came to see me?
Good. I could hardly go out and do any work. And now I can go out and do some errands that I wanted to go do.
So you have more energy now, too,
Oh,
right?
A lot more energy, yeah.
Wonderful.
So it sounds incredible, but it's not. Everything is maintained. Mm-hmm. Your health is maintained by circulation. Mm-hmm. Just like the health of society is maintained by open traffic, which bring in the food, the police force, the sanitation services, okay? The same thing like our blood circulation, mm-hmm. bring in the oxygen and the nutrient, bring in the white cell that keeps order, and also bring in the white cell that take away all the toxins that dump into your liver to detoxify and the kidney to excrete out, mm-hmm. okay? So when you get circulation blockage, you get problem. The thing about circulation that is controlled by the energy from your mind that the Chinese discovered called qi. Okay, so when your qi is flowing well, you get good circulation. Your qi, your spirit, is composed of five different elements. Fire, wood, water, metal, earth. Just different name. Like the fire vibration is called the heart mm-hmm. in a human. Because your feeling of love and joy that deal with the living heart is feel like warmth. So feel like fire. And the fire element in the environment, in your home, is south direction. It's more warm than north direction, which is a water element. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm just telling you what I learned is 50 years ahead. The so-called scientific community, they'll never find out anything to do with their.
And the concepts are very basic too. I mean, it's nothing.
Yeah, concepts are very basic,
yeah, very
easy
basic.
To understand,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I'm going to talk about next week in Chinatown.
Well, Jim, is Ellen still there, or is she off the phone?
Yeah,
there?
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's our pleasure.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Doctor.
And yeah, you're welcome.
You guys will continue treatments with Dr. Tong, right?
Oh, surely. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, have a great weekend.
You too.
Yes.
Okay.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, to see our past shows archived on the website. We just spoke with Ellen and James. Ellen has been suffering from depression for about 4 to 5 years. She was put on Paxil. She also had pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, lower back pain. After she's been seeing Dr. Tong for about 4 or 5 months, she's only allowed to have 3 treatments every 2 months anyway.
So that's 3 treatment times 6 months. Let's say you come 6 months, it's like
she's actually been here 4 months, so that's 6 treatments.
Yeah, 6 treatments. That's
off all her medication, no pain
since her second treatment.
No
most
depression.
Most people can get rid of their medication the first time.
Mm-hmm. James, bronchitis for 3 to 4 years on tons of inhalers and pills for during that time. After the first treatment, he could breathe again. He was doing better.
He's not on any of these
medications. Not on any of the medication.
Nor antibiotics.
Shoulder pain, gone after the first treatment. Back pain, gone after the second treatment.
Yeah, James and Alan will need some more treatment. Mm-hmm. Okay, each treatment, they'll get stronger. Mm-hmm. The whole key about treatment of a patient is that whether you suppress a symptom, the Western way with drugs, or remove the symptom with surgery, like removing a cancer, mm-hmm. but ignoring the underlying disease that caused the cancer, that caused the bronchitis, okay?
Right.
Or, better, the correct way is to restore health.
Which this treatment does.
That's what my treatment does, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what all doctors should do, okay? Is to restore the health.
Yes.
But the health has to do with your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you forget about restoring health with Western medicine, because they don't know that a human is a spirit.
Mm-hmm. And the thing with these treatments is once you get strong enough, you don't need to have them anymore. But
provided you learn the recommendations about diet and so forth.
That's the thing that people don't understand, is that it takes the patient's part too, because people...
For permanent cure.
Right, for stress, the foods we eat, the pollution, this is what causes all your symptoms. It causes the disconnection between your mind and your body.
The modern society is a dangerous place. It's an unfit for human survival.
Right.
But you still, okay, you know what I would recommend you guys do? You think what we're doing here is incredible. Look at my photograph.
Mm-hmm.
I post on my website, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to start to change it to a new section. Right now, you put on radio show under hair growth, okay?
I put it in the case histories.
Case histories, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But look at my photograph last year compared to this year, okay? One of them look 30 years older. That was last year.
Yeah,
you thought
hair,
you got the hair, I mean, got the date mixed up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Today I look 30 years younger.
So So that's the thing, is also this treatment is promotes kind of the anti-aging approach, which is a very, very hot topic in medicine now. A lot of people are moving to that, where you're not treating someone once they're on the brink of death. You're preventing it by restoring health and living.
And unfortunately, they don't have the right information. You are also sucked into all this ignorance, okay? Anti-aging needs qi. Anti-aging needs qi, okay? And the people that give you all the different material thing is not effective. Growth hormone make you older.
Another thing, let's see, that I saw on the newspaper today, actually it wasn't today, this was 2 days ago, on Thursday, broken heart is a myth no more. So confirming the wisdom of the poets and philosophers, doctors say the sudden death of a loved one really can cause a broken heart, and they've dubbed this the broken heart syndrome. They say that this is the line of events. Grief or fear is experienced, which stimulates the adrenal glands, which produce stress hormone, which can lower the heart's pumping ability.
Well, here's the problem, okay? The thing is that a stressful event like that can cause a broken kidney, broken liver, broken other organ too. Mm-hmm. Okay, why is that we assign love with the heart? Why don't we say we love you with my kidney? Mm-hmm. We love you with my liver.
The basic point is that stress can not only cause a broken heart, it can cause broken
anything. A broken person.
In your body.
Yes.
So this is what we've been actually saying for the past 5 years.
Yes.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Yiwing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA. It's the Weekend Magazine.